We are going to talk about three ways to get ahead of generative AI in your work. Generative AI is happening whether you like it or not. So why ignore it? So let me give you the answer up first. Those three things are going to be educating yourself, getting clear on what's useful, and identifying use cases for generative AI in your work. Let's break down each of those one by one. The first one, educating yourself. Now, you shouldn't use any tech without a basic knowledge of how it works. I think that's just a minimal approach to take. Access to information like this for generative AI is everywhere, but of course, always remember to research your sources, even about me. And a little education goes a long way, friends. The more you know, the more you can maximize this in your work. So the second one is getting clear on what's useful. So social media tells us thousands of new AI tools are released daily. But the truth is, 90% of these have nothing to do with AI. They are subpar products riding the hype wave. So it's your job to find out what's real and what works for you in the work and the industry that you are part of. So here's my recommendation. Pick one popular app in ChatGPT, Claude, or Google Bard. Experiment with this one tool for 6 weeks. So really just focus deeply on that tool and its capabilities and if it can enhance the tasks that you do as an individual. Then pick one other tool that's specific for your industry. So for example, writers might choose something like Copy AI or Jasper. Now experiment with both of those tools, with a generic tool and an industry-specific tool for 6 to 8 weeks. And if at the end of that experiment you find they don't fit, try some others. The whole point of this is to keep it minimal. Always have that one generalistic tool and that one industry-specific tool. You probably don't need much more outside of that, and that's really helps you to kind of cut through the noise and get clear on what is actually useful for you. And the last one is to identify use cases. So as we've already kind of covered, you should never use any piece of tech just because market expectations are high. You always need a use case, okay? And what you actually might find is that current generative AI tools don't have any use cases for you in your industry. And you know what? That's totally fine. Right tool, right job, always. But here's an exercise that I would recommend you try. Open a doc or notebook, and what I want you to do is write down a maximum list of 10 tasks that you do week in and week out that are always occurring. Now, for each task, I want you to review each, and based on the knowledge that you have of tools available today, ask yourself, from what I know about current generative AI tools, can they help with this task? If they can, investigate how they can help and learn how to use that in your work. And if they can't, they can't. Move on and continue what you were doing and look for process improvement in other areas. This is what I look at as a beginner's guide. So those three areas of educate yourself, get clear on what's useful, and identify use cases are the real baseline for what you should do, not just for generative AI, but for any form of process improvement. So the final thing I'll say to you, friends, is get started. Don't be afraid to experiment and keep learning. I'll speak to you in the next one.